January 27, 1928, how the kingdom of the divine fiat is enclosed in the redemption. How God, in operating, chooses one in whom to deposit his work. I was continuing my round in the supreme volition, and as I arrived at the acts which my beloved Jesus did in redemption, I tried to follow, step by step, everything he had done with so much love and sorrow. And I thought to myself, another time Jesus told me that he loved me so much that he made me the owner of his works, of his words, of his heart, of his steps, of his pains. There was no act he had done which he did not give me as gift. And only Jesus could and wanted to do this, because he loved us God, while creatures, if they give, give external goods, the riches of the earth, but none of them her own life. This means that that's a love of creature, a finite love. So I thought to myself, if this is so, my lovable Jesus should call me wherever he is about to do his acts, so as to deliver them to me. And he, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, you must know that in the redemption was enclosed the kingdom of my divine will, and there was no act that I did which did not enclose both one and the other. With this difference alone, that what pertained to the redemption I manifested outside, I made known and I gave as gift, because it was to serve as preparation for the kingdom of my divine will. While what pertained to the kingdom of my fiat I withheld within myself, as though suspended in my divine will itself. Now, you must know that when our divinity decides to issue and act outside of itself, to do a work, a good, first we choose the creature in whom to deposit our work, because we do not want that what we do remain in the empty space and without effect, and that no creature should be the depository of our goods. Therefore, we call at least one of them, so that, if the other creatures, ungrateful, do not want to receive our goods, our works are deposited in this one at least. And when we are sure of this, then do we operate. So, in the redemption, the depository of all my acts was my inseparable mama. It can be said that, as I was about to breathe, to cry, to pray, to suffer, and everything else I did, first I called her to receive my breaths, my tears, my suffering, etc., in order to deposit them in her, and then I breathed, cried and prayed. It would be unbearable to me, and a sorrow which would surpass any other sorrow, if I did not have my mama in whom I could deposit my acts. Now, since all the acts of the kingdom of my divine will are enclosed in those of redemption, even from that time I called you, and as I deposited in the sovereign queen of heaven everything that regarded the redemption, so did I deposit in you what regarded the kingdom of the supreme fiat. This is why I want you to follow me, step by step. And if, a little child, I cry, I want you near me in order to give you the gift of my tears, with which I impetrated for you the great gift of my divine kingdom. If I speak, I want you near me to give you the gift of the words of my will. If I walk, to give you the gift of its steps. If I work, to endow you with its works. If I pray, to give you the gift of my prayer, in order to impetrate its kingdom for the human family. If I make miracles, to give you the gift of the great miracle of my will. And so, if I give sight to the blind, I remove from you the blindness of your human will to give you the sight of my will. If I give hearing to the deaf, I give you the gift of acquiring the hearing of my will. If I give speech to the mute, I loosen you from your muteness in my will. If I straighten up the lame, I straighten you up in my will. If I calm the storm with my empire, I command the storm of your human will to no longer dare to agitate the Pacific Sea of mine. In sum, there is nothing I do and suffer which I do not give you as gift, in order to deposit in you the kingdom of my will, so loved by me, and formed within myself. It would have been for me the greatest of my sorrows, while forming with so much love the kingdom of my divine will within me, in my humanity, the primary purpose for my coming upon earth, and forming this kingdom of mine in order to restore it in creatures, if I were not to be sure, as I was for the redemption, that at least one creature would receive the restoration of the kingdom of the divine fiat. And so I looked at the centuries as one single point, and I found you, the chosen one, and even from that time I directed and deposited my acts in you, in order to dispose my kingdom. And just as for the kingdom of redemption I spared nothing, neither toils, nor pains, nor prayers, nor graces, and not even death, so as to be able to give to all sufficient and abundant graces and means so that all might be saved and sanctified, even though I placed and secured everything in the celestial queen, the same for the kingdom of my will, even though I secure everything in you, I am giving so much, I am sparing nothing, neither teachings, nor light, nor graces, nor attractions, nor promises, in such a way that, if all want to receive the great good of my will to let it reign within themselves, all will find superabundant means and helps in order to live a good so great. Therefore, your coming on earth in time was awaited by me with such love, with such yearning, that you cannot even imagine. Because I wanted to deposit the many suspended acts done by my humanity in order to form the kingdom of the supreme fiat. If you knew what a suspended act done by your Jesus means, oh, how you would hasten to receive all the deposit of my acts so as to give life to these suspended acts, because they contain as many divine lives, and you would hasten to make them known to the other creatures.